Manyara Zimukwada is in his late 70s and worked for the Buluya City Council for nearly 40 years. Mukwada, who was in middle management, says he earned a salary that enabled him to live comfortably with his family and buy a house and two cars. But Mukwada, a member of the Buluya City Pensioners Association, says he's now counted among the majority of pensioners who can hardly get by daily with his small pension check. He says he gets less than 2,000 Zimbabwean dollars per month, or roughly $20. That's a problem because he has to pay nearly that amount in rates and tariffs for his house. His car license per quarter costs nearly 5,000 Zimbabwe dollars, the equivalent of about $50. And he can no longer afford to pay for his funeral insurance. He says he fears that if he and his wife die, they will get pauper's burials. When he was working, Mukwada contributed a significant part of his pay towards his pension, and when the country adopted the use of multiple currencies in 2009, the contributions were in United States dollars in line with his salary. Mukwada and his colleagues say they do not understand why their pension amounts are so paltry. They are not happy with the way their retirement fund works, as is the case with more pensioners in other sectors of the economy. Lucas Munyika worked for over 15 years for the state-owned public transport entity, the Zimbabwe United Passenger Company, or ZUPCO. Munyika is a member of the Zimbabwe Pensions and Insurance Rights Trust, ZIMPERT, which advocates for the rights and welfare of pensioners. He claims that corruption is rampant in the pension fund industry and believes it is one of the main reasons why retired people like himself are shortchanged. He says the administration of the funds should go back to the good old days when retired workers would get real value from their pensions. He believes that part of the problem is rampant corruption and says the anti-corruption unit should investigate all those involved in the pensions industry, including employers, fund administrators, and regulators. Under the country's laws, all workers in both private and public sectors have to contribute towards the statutory National Social Security Authority Fund, and when they retire, they get payouts from the fund in addition to requisite pensions. Mismanagement and corruption allegations have often dogged the fund, and beneficiaries constantly complain that the terminal benefits they get are far from adequate. Felix Chari is a university lecturer in economics. Chari says the hardships that pensioners face are a symptom of the broader macroeconomic problems.
The loss in the value of pensions and insurances is a reflection of the deteriorating economic situation and policy inconsistencies in the country. Inflation continues to surge. The situation is not peculiar to pensioners and the insured, but the generality of Zimbabweans. I recommend regulatory amendments that peg pensions values in hard currency such as the US dollar.
In 2015, government instituted a commission of inquiry to look into the issue of loss of value of pensions and insurance policies between the 20-year period from 1996 to 2016. The Commission of Inquiry finished its work in 2017, and one of its major findings was that inconsistent and unpredictable policies, including currency regime changes, were among the major causes of loss of value of pensions and insurance claims. It made a number of recommendations, including the need to come up with uniform methods for calculating pensions and insurance claims in spite of whatever economic changes may occur. Parliament is in the process of amending the Provident and Pensions Funds Bill with a view to improving the regulation of pension funds and the insurance industry. Lloyd Gumbo is the public relations officer of the Insurance and Pensions Commission, which oversees the private sector pensions industry. He believes amending the law shall help pensioners.
This Pension and Provident Funds Bill now has provisions that will capacitate IPEC in terms of what it can do in supervising the pensions industry, making sure that the challenges that were there, the gaps that were there, are closed. So this will go a very long way in making sure that the interests of pension fund members are protected.
It remains to be seen whether or not enhancing the law will help change the plight of Zimbabwean pensioners, but for now, this is the one thing they are pinning their hopes on. Reporting for VOA from Bulawayo, I am Kudzanai Musengi.